American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Inside the GunBroker.com studios for you today, Mark Walters here on the Crossbreed Holsters, Mike filling your prescription for freedom, as I do every single day of the week, and they hate it because we expose them and we talk about them and we feed you the facts, the truth, and you get to make up your own mind about what we're talking about. X Insurance presents all of this. Greg down in Dallas, Texas. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, man.
You sent me something very disturbing a few minutes ago.
I did.
Before we go to our guest, and it's going to require me to double check on this.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Because I want to confirm it. But it is major duties of IRS job descriptions. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to confirm this during a break. And then we'll come back and tell you about it with our guest, David Kodria. But until we do that, because we have David for an hour today, let's just jump over to David Kodria. David, welcome into the studios with me today, brother. Always a pleasure. How are you?
Always good to be here, man. It's a beautiful day. I've got a cigar going. This is the first time I've had a cigar going on the program in a long time. But
is it a big fat $50 Padron?
Okay. No. This is a, I don't smoke your good expensive. This is just a, it's a White Owl. How's that? A White Owl grape flavored.
A White Owl grape flavored. Okay, David. You should have lied to us about that, but
Nico Libra.
Okay, it's not a White Owl grape. Although, you know, those aren't that bad. I've been known to, you know, like the backwoods ones that come in the little packs. You feel like Clint Eastwood with the cowboy hat on, right?
There you go.
They work. Hey, David. I'm not sure we're going to find anything to talk with you about today. So how about we just start? Let's just kind of, because there's just really not a lot going on, right?
We could trade recipes. You know?
Oh, my gosh. That would be a good show, too. But you've met my mother, and my mom's a gem. You've met her. And I go back to when I first began the program back in 2009, right after Barack Obama's inauguration. We began the program, actually, April 26th, 2009. And my mom said to me, "You can really talk about that every week for 1 hour? And we just don't have enough time now." So I was joking with David, is there anything to talk about? Guys, the content's coming at us so fast, it almost requires no show prep. It's just insane. Pick a headline and run with it. David, one of the latest is one that I've kind of been waiting to talk with you about because this is right up your alley. We could talk about Mike Vanderbilt in this respect. But the militia violent extremists, your column is headlined over at AmmoLand, militia violent extremists, and they refer to that, the FBI does, as MVEs with the acronym, latest in history of smears against constitutionalists. Tell us a little bit about this and what your takeaway was, because you have a long history here.
That's exactly it. You know, Mark, I've been talking about the conflation and the smears for over 20 years and presenting FBI brochures and flyers and things like that that have them looking at you cross-eyed and making you prove yourself if you do something as innocuous as shave your beard. I mean, that is absolutely on one of the flyers that I present in my latest article. I reported a long, long time ago about this poor cat in Pennsylvania who protested taxes. And he would show up at political rallies, and he would bring a giant inflatable pink pig with him. Okay, which to me, you know, that's perfectly legitimate political discourse, makes a great point. People can see it. People can agree with it. And for his trouble, he found himself placed on their terror watch list. Okay, and so when you start basically bringing all this, and you know, you mentioned Mike Vanderbilt, you take a look at the three percenters, and they call them a violent militia movement. Well, anybody who says that has absolutely no idea what Mike Vanderbilt was about and the catechism of the 3% that Mike took great pains to explain, and how he did not want it misused and abused and mistranslated so that people would somehow or other think that what you're talking about, it was not a militia movement, it was a concept. Okay, and it was a decentralized concept so that it would make this business of putting provocateurs and confidential informants in your midst all the more difficult to do, because there's no midst to place anybody inside. It's essentially, it is a philosophy that you can carry with you and that you can share with like-minded friends. There's no doubt about that. But the bottom line is then you look at, like, Oath Keepers. And I know that Oath Keepers are in a lot of trouble in the news. Stuart Rhodes has been arrested and is incarcerated for what they're calling his part in the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection. We have yet to find out a lot about what's going on with that. I think there's going to be some surprises when we do. And the bottom line is then I see Oath Keepers disparaged in the news because they're taking talking points from SPLC and MoveOn.org and the ADL, and they're calling them a racist and a white supremacist group. And all you have to do, you can't find it anymore on the web because they've basically taken their site down, but you can still find it on the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine. You can go to their bylaws, and one of the grounds for not being eligible to be a member in the Oath Keepers, well, two of them. One was you tried to advocate the overthrow of the United States government, and the second one was that you harbored any racism whatsoever in you. You could not be a racist, and you were then not eligible to be an Oath Keeper. Yet you look at the way that these people are being smeared in the media, and anybody who doesn't know better, anybody who doesn't have our background that goes back years and years, and this is why it was important to say that, I've been following this stuff for 20 years, Mark, and when I saw the Project Veritas come out with this latest militia violent extremist expose, that just takes me back and reminds me of the passage from Ecclesiastes, there is no new thing under the sun.
Yeah, I bet you went crazy when you saw that. Look, there's something I do want to throw out here, because the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We've all heard that. And it is safe to say that there have been people that have hijacked these philosophies. And unfortunately, those individuals are the ones that get the news. Let me give you an example. No matter what rally I go to, and I've been to tons, I've spoken at tons of rallies across the country over the years. You know who the media focuses on? They focus on the yahoos dressed in full battle rattle, and not with the people who are there to talk about the Second Amendment. That's where the media goes. And they tend to want to paint everybody, as a violent extremist. And they use those images to do that, David. And they're very effective, because the people that you say are that don't have the history that we have, unfortunately, are most people. Most people don't know your history. Most people have never heard of Mike Vanderbilt. Most people have never heard, if they have heard of 3%ers, the only part of that they've heard has come from the SPLC because they saw it on CNN or MoveOn.org. Am I missing the boat here at all?
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You hit on a very key point that I would wager to say that most people who want to call themselves 3%ers have never read Mike Vanderbilt and don't understand what the concept is about. When I see an organization that identifies itself as a 3% organization with membership and gear, you know, I used to call it threeperware, okay, patches and things like that. The stuff that Mike did endorse to display, agreement with the concept. But I would venture to say that most people who have adopted that as some kind of identifier are probably not familiar with what Mike really meant by that.
I would agree with that. It's unfortunate, though, how successful the media is in doing this, and that picture has been painted. It's that simple. To a point that I don't know, how you dig out of it. We have some reprehensible people. I've gotten emails from some reprehensible people I've seen comments over the years of people who have listened to the program simply because we talk about guns or gun rights. I won't even tell you the organizations, okay? But they're reprehensible, and it's unfortunate that when a group like that hijacks a concept or an idea that we're talking about, which is simply the right to bear arms, our constitutional Second Amendment guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. And when we come back, we'll go a little bit deeper in the rabbit hole with David because of, and we'll tie it together with Trump. I think this is a good place to segue with a weaponized DOJ and a Merrick Garland and a Christopher Wray and FBI, etc., and painting all gun owners with this MVE moniker and hijacking this. And I would say that the FBI hijacked these symbols. We'll explain all this when we come back. Deep conversation today. David Kodria sticks with us for the hour. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 TE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Mark Walters here on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone, filling your prescription for freedom 6 days a week. It's garbage day, trash day here at AAR Ranch. It is every Wednesday. And today was bulk trash item pickup day, so we're talking about some pretty big, nasty things for you today. We bring the two together every Wednesday when we can. It's funny how that works sometimes when we talk about these subject matters. All of this is presented by X Insurance here in the GunBroker.com studios for you. Let's go back to our guest, David Kodria. David, I've got a couple things here that I'm actually trying to work on while we're live on the air, and it's a little bit difficult to do. One of them is something that was given to me relative to a job description from the IRS, which is a little concerning. I was able to confirm it. However, the page appears to have been taken down by the IRS. And it might be because that page is all over the internet right now. I don't know. But that's not something I want to talk about yet until I can get some more information. I did send you a copy of it. If you can take a look at it, maybe during a break, maybe Greg can pot us up and we can decide whether to make that call. In the meantime,
this is one of the great things, though, about live radio, just like in the early days of live TV. You know what? You're working in real time, and we don't just stop what we're doing and write a script and then, you know, worry about the next show. That's not the way this works. That's not the way our columns work. That's not the way our conversations go. You know what? We're immersed in it all the time.
It's real stuff, and it is real time. And you know, here it is 22 after the hour, regardless of what time zone you're listening in. Go ahead, David.
Let me ask you one question. Did you ever have a link for it?
I do. I was able to, I did a couple quick searches for it. Guys, we're talking about something that we're in possession of from the Internal Revenue Service and job descriptions, and I'm just not ready to go there yet.
Try the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine, and
also try
Google Cache.
I was able to pull it up on Google, and I did get onto the link, and it is a special investigative job description. It is real, and the page is being redirected, and I don't know why. We never know why, do we? Particularly in today's day and age. We'll never find out why, but it is interesting. In fact, if this is making the rounds today, I can understand why it would be, particularly if it's out all over social media. But it is not something I've ever seen before. So, guys, when we can confirm this, again, David is right. We're live in real time. I'll let you know a little bit more detail. In the meantime, David, hanging off of the studio building, which is a separate building at AAR Ranch, as you know, I have a Gonzalez Come and Take It flag, a really nice, high-quality one. I have a doormat to the entrance to the AAR studio that says, come back with a warrant. On the back of my home, which you have been to, when you sit on the back patio by the creek down in the holler at AAR Ranch and you look back up at the house on the deck, there are three flags flying out there right now. There's a Let's Go Brandon flag. There's a now I changed it today. It's a Betsy Ross flag, and which is an official U.S. flag, by the way. And there is a Gadsden flag that says, don't tread on me. What does that make me?
I would say that you are everything that our leaders have been warning us against. And goodness gracious, you know, I wanted at the end. I have kind of a like about 150 foot long driveway, and I was thinking of putting up a street sign on it that said Sipsy Street, which people who are familiar with Mike Vanderbilt would
gotta be
what that
if you know, you know.
About. Okay.
Why invite trouble? Guys, that's one of those IYKYK, you know, one of those internet deals. If you know, you know. And that goes back to the Sipsy Street Irregulars and Mike Vanderbilt over the years. You know, I had opportunity to talk with Mike on a number of occasions, and I know a lot of people within our community that thought Mike was crazy. I know a lot of them that thought he was a loon. I know a lot of them that, but let me just leave it at that. However, no one denied his brilliance, his speaking abilities, his ability to convey the Constitution and the concepts going back to, from the Federalist Papers all the way through the founding of our nation, and deep in, do a really deep historical dive. Mike was brilliant in that respect. And I enjoyed listening to him speak.
His papers are actually archived over at Brown University.
Yeah, so, exactly. So what does that make Brown nowadays when you look at these reports from the FBI? This is really concerning stuff, guys, when you can use... the Betsy Ross flag is a U.S. flag. And somehow that flag... And they got the black flag on there, you know. I've passed a couple places out here in the hills with the upside down American flag. Are we to fear the FBI coming to our homes? You know, in today's day and age, I guess the answer to that is yeah. How dare you have a Gonzalez flag, which Ted Cruz brilliantly displayed in the committee hearing on his boot and held up the Virginia license plate. You can get a Don't Tread on Me Virginia license plate. What does that make the hundreds of thousands of Virginians that have that on their license plate? You know, we have gotten to a point where a president of the United States can be raided while cooperating with a process that is quite common for every president that departs the White House. This is not unusual that the archives want to go back and look at these documents. This is standard procedure, but it's not standard procedure if it's Donald Trump. David Kodria, you know it and I know it, and I think we know why. Let's talk a little bit about what happened to Trump. Let's tie this together with now you're an extremist because don't tread on me, which means get off my blank and leave me alone, federal government, which is what the Constitution says and what the founders meant for our government. And we have a sitting president that's been, he walked out today on his deposition in New York. Let's go there. What are your thoughts on what happened? What did you think? What went through David Kodria's mind when you saw what was happening at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I had a couple instant thoughts, and one was that they put the squeeze on somebody who was in his inner circle and got them to tell them some stuff to give them an excuse to go in and try to look for something. Another thing I thought was that basically they're trying to cover up on Hunter Biden. Then I started thinking, you know what, if they indict him, if they get him into legal problems, he just came off the CPAC straw poll with wipeout numbers, and so he's the guy if he chooses to be the guy. And so this is a way that they could, you know, possibly tie him up and make his candidacy ineligible. I think that I've read some people saying that wouldn't work, and other people are saying no, that would work, and who knows what would work. You know, it's going to basically be what the people in power say it's going to be. I mean, Mark, we are seeing abuses like I never in my life thought that I would see, and here we see them unfolding before our eyes. I see desperation, because if the Republicans don't blow the red wave, as some of their leadership seems bent on doing, particularly with bipartisan gun control and everything else that's coming around the pike, that these poltroons at the very top are caving in on, these swampsters, the very reason Trump ran and won, and they have just as much invested in getting rid of him as the Democrats do. But if Trump does manage to, if we manage to win in November and Trump manages to win in 24, I think people are personally scared that their own criminal activities are going to be uncovered.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Donald Trump, and I'll give David some of my thoughts on what I think this has done to him, and we'll get his response. Don't go away. Great conversation.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back indeed. All this is presented by X Insurance. Guys, I had conversations with X Insurance for about an hour this morning and yesterday afternoon right after the program. And there are new, let's just say, so there's going to be a lot of fun stuff for us to talk about X Insurance. Nobody's going to be able to touch them for what we're going to be talking about here in the coming days and weeks ahead. And I'm excited about it, and as they are as well. And I'm looking forward to being able to give you that information here in the very, very near future. We'll talk about that coming up in days and weeks ahead. It will be sooner rather than later. I'm talking with David Codrey here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed. Mike, Mark Walters filling you a prescription for freedom. David, I was able to, the Wayback Machine does have that posting, by the way. I can confirm. Mediaite has a headline, not somebody I would normally go to, but Wright sounds alarm over IRS job posting saying agent will carry firearm and use deadly force if necessary. Guys, we're talking about a job posting from the IRS, which I can confirm now. Numerous conservatives took to Twitter on Wednesday to raise alarm over an IRS job posting seeking an agent who would carry a firearm and, quote unquote, use deadly force if necessary. The link in the job posting is temporarily unavailable, which we heard and saw during the breaks. A message informs anyone who clicks it. Numerous screenshots were taken, however, and the page was saved in the Wayback Machine, which David was just referring to. The IRS is hiring new special agents. Requirements include working minimum 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends, and carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Here's a copy of the tweet with the actual posting, which we have a copy of. Some of the responses to this, as you would expect. Let's see here. Representative Jeff Duncan, job requirements for Biden's weaponized IRS, listing the firearms and deadly force. Richard Grinnell, the former Donald Trump administration official, wrote, Democrats are ready to audit you using their gun if necessary. Tim Young, our friend who's been on the program numerous times, the Democrats are anti-gun unless it's guns for their new IRS agents who are authorized to use deadly force. We go on down the line. So, David, as we talked about on the program yesterday here on the show, you were not on the show yesterday, but we were discussing this very thing with the IRS because we all know that gun owners, gun dealers, we've seen what's happening with the ATF. We've seen the FBI. We now have a weaponized IRS. The IRS has been weaponized, David, for a long time. We go back to Lois Lerner. We, you know, we can go back our own Wayback Machine if we want. We know this is happening. And then we see this posting, and now the page is unavailable. The page is unavailable, guys, for a reason. It's not coincidence. Nothing broke unintentionally. It's been pulled down. There's no question. When these coincidences line up, use your head. All right? Don't believe Biden for 2 seconds that he didn't know what was happening at Mar-a-Lago. He absolutely knew what was happening at Mar-a-Lago. These people think you're stupid, and they and sadly, many of their voters are. That's why they fall for this nonsense. David, there is real legitimate reason for concern here relative to an IRS that we know is part of a government whose alphabet soup agencies have it out for gun owners. We've seen an over 500% increase in revocations of dealers, FFLs, simply for dotting I's and crossing T's, etc. What does this say to you?
Well, this says to me that the master will be obeyed, and if you don't obey master, you're in for a world of hurt. Ultimately, you know, they will kill you and they will get away with it because look, who's been punished for Ruby Ridge? How many years ago was that? Who has been punished for Waco? Okay, how many years ago? That and they are ginning everybody up. Their new crop of IRS agents. What do they hire? Something like 87,000 of them. Is that the right number?
89,000 in addition to the 87 currently on staff. They're going to be. It's going to take a while to do it, but they're clearly working in that direction.
Yeah, do you really think that that the top of the class that they're going for constitutionalists here? And by the way, on that story itself, I looked myself during the break, and I found that it is on the Washington Examiner. Paul Bedard, their Washington Secrets columnist, has a column: IRS seeks armed accountants ready for "quote unquote" deadly force. And this is you know, you have to now compare this, Mark, to the Constitution. To the preamble to the Constitution and the reasons that we have consent to the governed, and among them is because the government, with the powers that we assign it, they're to use it to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And the IRS, you'll have to remember, when the Constitution was first written, there was no income tax. That was unconstitutional. Lincoln tried to impose one in the Civil War, and he got turned down. It was not until they passed a constitutional amendment under the lie that they were just going to go after like 2% of the very rich. Okay, and now of course it's that net has caught everyone, because once that foot's in the door, the whole door comes open. and what they have become, you know, as opposed to securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, now you go to the organic document before that, the Declaration of Independence, and one of their complaints against King George is, you know, he has swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance, and that's what they have become. This is no different, and you know, Mark, we're talking about tyranny here, plain and simple,
which is why they want our guns.
They want our guns.
We've asked the question for years of listeners. David, you and I have asked the question for many years on the program. What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? It's never been a more legitimate question than it is now. But guys, I want you to think about this. I like to go theater of the mind here. Most Americans at some point in time, myself included, have fallen on hard times. I've had thousands of dollars in my pocket, and I've had my last 50 cents in my pocket. Okay. I know what that's like. You ever have a debt collector call you over the years at some point in time? Now, I want you to imagine some, I don't know, let's just make one up. McBlarney, Gilligan, and Magoo calls you because you owe, I don't know, Visa money or something. Whatever the case may be. Because you have fallen on whatever hard times you have fallen on. And they're harassing you, they're calling you, they're doing what they do. Now, I want you to picture this. If you don't take our calls, if you continue to refuse our calls, we're coming to your home armed. Think about that. Now, if you've ever dealt with the Internal Revenue Service, it's one of the most fearful agencies you'll ever deal with, if not the most fearful agency you'll ever deal with, because they have the power to do things before they even get to the bottom of things. I told you about an incident that was a mistake in a business that I ran a number of years ago. And they knew it was a mistake, realized it was a mistake, and decided they wanted to be jerks in the process anyway with my attorney. We resolved it within 24 hours, but the fact of the matter, these people can take everything you have. They can shut down your life instantly and take everything you own. They'll block your bank account. They'll take it all. And that throws the fear of God into rational, law-abiding Americans who may have simply made a mistake. And now you've got this. David, this Americans have a right to be concerned about this. And I would be concerned if Americans weren't concerned about this, David.
I don't know if you remember the Reese family in Deming, New Mexico. They were gun dealers that got into trouble, and it turned out that so many of the charges were just trumped up against them. But what happened was their assets were all frozen, so they couldn't defend themselves. So here you are against the omnipotent power of the state. And you're the little guy, and you have everything frozen up on you. You don't know which way to turn. They basically coerce you. They can coerce you into pleading to a lesser charge just so they can walk away with a victory, even if you didn't do anything. Okay? And this is just, you know, again, without due process. Firearms Policy Conference came out with a terrific tweet. I used it at the end of my latest Ammo Land column about the militia violent extremists, and I don't have that pulled up in front of me, but basically it goes something like, just remember that President Trump is the one who said, you know, take the guns first by armed men with no due process. And now we're seeing hoist with his own petard. And the other thing to remember is who appointed Christopher Wray and had all kinds of wonderful things to say about him. And at the same time, I was saying, you know, Wray has the same philosophy as Blumenthal on guns.
And the same smarmy look on his face as well. Very, very disconcerting. Terrifying stuff. Terrifying stuff. No question about it. One more segment with David Kodria. We'll go down the road. See you in a few minutes.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies, just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show indeed. Mark Walters in the GunBroker.com studios with you today on the Crossbreed Holsters. Mike, filling your prescription for freedom, all of it presented by that amazing company, X Insurance. Lots of really big stuff getting ready to happen over there, guys. Can't wait to tell you about it when we're ready to roll it out. Daniel Defense, another great company. Have you gotten on their email list yet? If not, ask yourself why. Do it. Great stuff from Daniel Defense. You get to see it all in their emails. Really fun to get. I look forward to them. I haven't seen one in a couple weeks, but when they come out, I love getting them. I go right to it. It's just like me getting one of the gun mags or whatever the case is. I sink my teeth into it right away. Please make it a priority to visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. All armedamericanradio.com. They're all there for you. And if you haven't picked up the food, I got to tell you, this is one of the things. This is a pet peeve with me. Always has been. I'm not telling you to go prepper crazy. You don't have to do that. But have a supply. Have some emergency food on hand. Just the one entree bucket for a family of four will take you weeks if, God forbid, you need it. And when you have an administration gaslighting you, telling you that we had zero inflation in July, the latest numbers are out. prices are through the roof, higher than they've ever been before, particularly in the food category. And they're trying to tell you everything's rosy and hunky-dory when it's not. HeavensHarvest.com has you covered for $183. You've got peace of mind. Use the promo code AAR. Use the promo code CASE. AAR gets you free shipping. CASE gets you the free Pelican case. We'll talk more about our partners later in the show. I want to go back to David Codria here to continue this ongoing conversation that we're having, David. It's a frightening one. Let me take it back to Trump. And to me, they just put a ceramic coat on him at a car wash, dude. Okay. There are people who were sitting on a fence that might not like Donald Trump's personality, that were, you know, that are conservative, that really don't. But when they're given a choice, they see what just happened and they're all, oh, hell no. Oh, no. I hope he announces today. They've done that. They've just I think it was Gutfeld last night. I watched his monologue earlier today. He said they've just fed Popeye a 55 gallon drum of spinach. Is what happened here. Do you agree with that? You know, they just made this guy, in my estimation, they just made him bulletproof. How to be an idiot without telling me you're being an idiot is what they just did. And the silence coming from the DOJ speaks volumes, does it not?
I pray that you are right. My faith in the American electorate to do the right thing and to not be swayed, you know, the Democrats and their media amplifiers are just masters at changing the subject and getting people chasing after something that isn't the issue, and getting and ginning up and stirring up the mob, and just creating that entire irrationality dynamic that allows for horrible things to happen. And I just pray to God that you are right, that in fact some minds have been opened up. Even people, look, you know, you and I have plenty of differences with Donald Trump, okay?
Right.
It's not Donald Trump the man, it's Donald Trump the agenda. And I've written before how Trump is basically an avatar for the campaign agenda and platform that he ran on, that included the Second Amendment, that included border controls, that included, you know, more freedom for all. And I mean, the guy's rhetoric was great. You know, he sometimes fell, and we didn't shy away from talking about that. But what we're seeing right here is we are seeing a Hail Mary, okay, by the Democrats, because they're desperate. Okay, they know that if they don't make this happen, and if they don't retain power by hook or by crook, that they personally are in for liabilities. And Paul Gosar sent out an email the other day, and I didn't see it on his website, on his news alerts or anything like that, but he said, every American should be frightened and mad as hell by such unprecedented police state thuggery tactics, and there must be a complete dismantling and elimination of the FBI. This is too much for our republic to withstand. He's right. It's too much for our republic to withstand. Do I think that what he's saying is going to happen? No, I think that the Mitch McConnells of the world are, you know, basically part of the swamp. But we are at a crisis moment in our republic. We are living in historic times. And we are either, you know, we'll see if Lincoln was right, if we go out with a whimper.
Yeah, we are living in historic times. You know, we talked about it in great detail yesterday. This type of there's got to be a resolution somehow.
Yeah.
The country cannot continue down this path. The division cannot continue. There's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. They're literally pushing the country to some form of conflict. And there has to be a resolution. Don't ask me how it manifests itself. I don't know. I don't have any idea. But I don't like talking about this. Did you ever think, David, in the years that you and I have been doing this together on the air, fighting for gun rights, which we've done together, and we've agreed most of the time, we've disagreed. Sometimes we've disagreed pretty hardcore. But we always go back to the core, to the focus of what we're at, and that's our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And sometimes, you know, you and I talked about the bump stock thing and the Trump thing and all this kind of stuff. We did it publicly. We didn't hide it. We discussed it openly on the airwaves together and let people make up their own minds. But did you ever think in the years that you and I have been doing this that we would be having these conversations about a president of the United States harassed by the FBI that we would be talking about a weaponized IRS to the degree that we're talking about it. We've always feared weaponized, you know, alphabet soup agencies. You get politics infects everything. That's always been a concern of all Americans. Did you ever think we'd be seeing it to this extent with the outright lies coming from a sitting president and an administration that literally thinks you're stupid and then changes the description of something that can't be changed, thinking they can get away with it simply because they said it? We're not in a recession, even though the definition of recession has been met.
I never thought that we would have be discussing this specific manifestation of the outrageousness. However, I have always dreaded that one day we would talk about a prelude to something bigger than this. And this is what we're talking about right now, Mark.
Yeah, I go back to the, you know, the stages of a republic. We've talked about this before, going back to the 1700s. You know, America right now is in the seventh or eighth, likely the eighth stage of nine stages. And we happen to be living in this time. And it is very difficult for us, because we are living in this time, to step back and look. We don't yet have the benefit of hindsight. But the benefit of hindsight that we do have, just going back the last 24 months, is showing us things that are very, very, very troubling. David, I'll let you take the last 30 seconds to the end of the hour.
Thank God for the First Amendment. Thank God for the Second Amendment.
What's left of it?
They are still, this is why they're going after it so hard, because it scares the hell out of them, because they understand this is their vulnerability. And people say, well, if we don't do this, we'll lose our gun rights. You know what they're saying? They'll surrender theirs. I'll lose mine when I'm no longer breathing. I'll lose my ability to speak out when I'm no longer breathing. That's what it's going to take.
Well, yeah, you know, I've often said, David, I've said it with you on the program over many, many years, the day is fast approaching, if the Democrats keep this up, that you, listener, good, hardworking, decent, law-abiding people who fear the judicial system, who trust in God, who live on their faith, you're going to be forced to make decisions right here in America that you never thought you would have to make. Many of you have. Connecticut residents a few years ago. Do I register this gun that I've owned legally for 10 years? And on down the road, they're forcing you to make these decisions. David Kodria, the place to visit David and find everything that leads to everything is waronguns.com. David Kodria, thank you for being here, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Very eye-opening and compelling conversation. Russell Stewart, founder of Beverly Hills Guns, will be here at 6 minutes after the hour. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.